Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment... Chris Moyles is back down to earth. 2 stone slimmer after an incredible journey to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Ah. You feeling comfortable there?
No, not at all. Do I look comfortable? Ridiculous.
You can write yourself if you want to.
It's broke. Look, it's not working.
Oh, you've not broken it, have you?
Yeah. Oh. I look like one of them fellas in a Channel 4 documentary. I haven't left the house for 10 years. Feed me, mama. Feed me.
So, Chris Moyles spent 8 days puffing his way up Mount Kilimanjaro with a host of other celebrities for charity. And what a comic relief it was when he reached the top. Hey!
We've done it. We're so pleased. So thank you very, 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 very much for all your generosity and... don't worry, I'll never ask for money again because I'm climbing a mountain because I'm never going to do this again. But we did it, so thank you very much. Thank you. And now we've got to walk all the way back down again. That's the... Look, you can't see. That's like my thumb meant to be going up. You can't see. Anyway, thank you very much and bye-bye.
Oh, welcome, Chris Moyles.
I look a wee bit thinner. I'm wearing 5 layers of clothes there.
How long did you spend at the top?
About 15 minutes. Because it was about minus 10, so you just want to get down. Because you've got to go all the way back down again. It's the most horrible thing I've ever done. It's ridiculous. But all for good cause, and we've raised a lot of money, and I think people, hopefully, tonight, 8 o'clock, will watch the documentary and see that it wasn't just a little stroll up a hill, as I was kind of half expecting. It was quite tough.
So it wasn't what you expected?
No, it was a lot harder. And I think I've said to a few people, when you say to somebody, you've got to walk for about 7-8 hours a day, it only takes you a second and a half to say that, but it takes you 7-8 hours to walk, and then the next day you've got to do the same thing, and then the day after you've got to do the same thing, and then the day after you've got to do the same thing, and it's just... It's more mentally challenging than anything else. Because I was strong enough to do it. I was strong enough to walk and climb the little things I had to climb. So, but mentally, it's very, very tough.
On a challenge like that, very often the first couple of days, you're still buzzed up with the adrenaline, and that's not too bad. And the last day, you're probably the adrenaline kicks in again with relief. But it's the middle bit where your spirits can really cave in.
There was a couple of days, because you'd walk all day, then you get to camp. And camp was horrible. It ain't like carry-on camping. This is like... It's how ridiculous do I look in this stupid chair, by the way? Look at me, look.
You're
I look like
lovely.
I'm doing an advert for an old people's home.
It's a bit like a Ronnie Corbett sketch.
Tell you. And producer's head. So I'm going to link. Can I lean forward?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, my mum bought me this shirt for Christmas, by the way. Look.
It's very
See,
nice.
Mum, look.
And it's not strobing.
No, but look how much weight I've lost.
Oh,
it's brilliant.
Skinny.
Seriously, better than them crackers, love. Climb a mountain. So, what was the question? I love you too.
Good.
Well,
we love you too.
Good.
Why did you do it when you're scared of heights?
To raise my profile. I'll be honest with you. Mm. I didn't want to do Panto this Christmas. And I was thinking, if I can get one of them adverts for the little computer games like all the others are doing, I'm laughing. I'm scared of heights, but like up a ladder, I thought I'd be fine up a mountain. But there were certain things we had to climb that were a little bit
What's this,
scary.
The Barranco
wall, yeah. Which is basically, it's kind of like that. And it's a scramble, as they were calling it. So you've kind of got there's bits where you walk and there's bits where you climb with your hands. And luckily, it was very, very cloudy that day, so we're climbing up through the clouds. So I had really no idea how steep it was until afterwards, but they told me it was quite steep and some of the drops were quite scary, but I couldn't see. Mm. So I was kind of having a right laugh. I'm quite enjoying this. It's brilliant.
What about the other people that you went with? Because you go
Horrible.
With a whole host of celebrities who you
Horribly.
Get to know very well.
Egomaniacs, a lot of them. Look at them there. Look at them. Look, seriously. Look at the speed they're going. Look at that. If they walked any slower, they'd be going backwards.
So Gary Barlow's stories were fantastic.
Gary's Barlow's sleep. I've never known anyone sleep so much. I'm amazed he even stayed awake during... He was on here the other week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he Gary's eyes are like that. He talks like he's slowing down. And he goes, I'm going to go for a nap now. And he just disappears for a few hours, comes back and he goes, I think I fell asleep. So you went for a nap, did I? Oh, I could do with a nap. No, you've been for a nap. You know we've got, everyone's got one in the family. No, love, you've had your sleep. Right, what time's sleep? Don't worry, Gary.
Who was the funniest?
Me.
Yeah,
by far.
After you.
I was very funny. Oh, was I entertaining? I kept myself going. Gary, but not deliberately. Love him. Ronan was... Oh, that's not a good look. Let me just...
But you're so vain. Stop it.
Do you know what? Because it's the first time I've looked good since I was about 15.
You look terrific.
I know I do. Thanks. We look great, don't we? It's your turn. Next, Fatty.
Yeah.
Ronan was great. Ben Shepherd is lovely. I didn't really know Ben very well before, you know, and...
His lavatory habits were interesting.
Twice a day before breakfast, before we went, yeah.
Good gracious.
That's what he tried to do. And I was more a kind of afternoon man myself. One day, once on the mountain behind a rock, but that's another story.
What about Cheryl?
Cheryl, as you know, Cheryl doesn't go to the bathroom. She's like the queen. Mm. She just, you know, glides through through the mountain. There she's there, looking happy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Huffing because of the altitude.
Do you know what? She spent the first 3 days, I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, she spent the first 3 days whinging. And moaning, but she was doing it every day. And then she got to about the third day and she went, I'm sick of the sound of my own voice. All I'm doing is whinging. And she'd managed to kind of irritate herself. But we used to kind of have laughs. Everybody picked each other up and we had a good laugh. It was very, very tough. Really, really, really tough.
Well, there were people getting altitude sickness, weren't there? Fern Cotton suffered.
Fern suffered really, really badly. And we were doing all these phone reports back home to on the radio and telly and stuff. And we didn't really mention her that much because we didn't want her family to be worried, and we didn't know if she was going to make it or not. But she's very, very tough. Really, really tough. She was basically out of the game for 2 days, but she still kept walking, and she looked awful, and she was vomiting and really bad stomach pains and stuff. But she did it, and then she woke up after 2 days of feeling awful, and she just went, I feel all right now. And she did it, and she got to the top before I did. Surprisingly, you know, me being, you know, macho muscle.
So who was the first one up at the top?
Ben, obviously. Mm. But Ben Shepherd got there before the film crew and before the photographer.
Bad move.
We had to wait.
Bad move.
So he got get up there and he goes, wait, what do we do? So he waits, and then the girls came up and he goes, right, wait, and the film crew, great. He goes, right, well, let's go. And he starts walking and Gary and Ronan are coming up. So he goes, well, I'll go back with you. And then he decides to go again. Then I turn up and he goes, well, I may as well wait for Chris. I think it was an hour and a half up there. It's minus 10, minus 15. Silly boy.
How much do you think at the moment, for the whole of the things that have been raised for Comic Relief, but for the climb?
For the climb, it's about 1.5 million, which is
incredible.
Great. And the majority of that has come from the Radio 1 listeners. I mean, without us, this climb would be rubbish. They've earned more money busking, Fern. But, especially in this time when people, you know, money's tough and stuff, the generosity has really blown me away. I'm really impressed with our audience. And anybody who's given us anything, it's great. And it really helped when we're climbing and we kept hearing the totals.
Yeah.
Well, going up and up, it really just kind of pushed
you. Do you think it'll have earned you the cameo in Coronation Street that you long for?
Do you know what I'm hoping for, Fern? I'll be honest, an OBE or an MBE, and something at Sports Personality of the Year.
Yes.
You know, like a token.
We're going to nominate you for that.
That would be great.
Slimmer of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slimmer of the Year would be good, yeah.
You have a good day on Comic Relief tomorrow, because I know you're presenting.
Yeah. Are you?
Thank you very much for coming in.
I did not ask you.
No, they haven't asked me.
No,
thanks.
Change your agent, love.
Bye now.